welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. On our last episode, you were hearing the dramatic telling of moving our corn crib from 1 mile down the road and this truly wonderful gift that a friend gave us.
It is quite a gift because you can't just find a corn crib anywhere.
You can.
It's very generous.
So at the end of our last episode, you heard that we had unloaded the roof and we're headed back for the rest of the parts. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what happened when we got back down there?
Oh, we kind of took turns with driving different things, and Julia drove the roof down the road. So we had this little caravan with each part, which was fun, you know. So we have the blinkers on, and we had one in front and one behind this silly little, it really looks, at the time it wasn't quite as funny, but now that I think through it, it looked hilarious. It was kind of like the Flintstone car pulling, dragging this great big enormous roof. So Julia got the roof to Five Feline Farm, which was what we wanted.
And we do have some video we'll be piecing together and showing on.
And I crawled through the roof when it was down on my belly because we had to get it unlatched. And so I crawled in there, which was really kind of fun.
So you will be able to see some of these things on our YouTube channel. We'll let you know when those are available.
It will be entertaining.
If nothing else, we are entertaining.
We're goofy. Or not right. Okay, so back to the story. So I drove the mule back with the trailer on it. Drove it back to get the next piece. So we were going to start taking apart the sides and bringing those back. And so I'm just tootling along because there's nothing on the back of the trailer. So I'm just driving down the road, you know, had my hat off, soaking up the 100 degree weather, you know. So it's kind of cooling me off a little bit and thinking, okay, we got this. We got the biggest part now. And I start to turn in the lane where we go to get the rest of the corn crib. And Julia's behind me in the truck and she starts honking. And so I turned around and realized that my trailer's in the ditch. And I didn't even have it anymore.
So that was the next thing we had to problem solve. We had, of course, just hand tightened the ball.
Well, why would you do anything else?
Right. Onto the back of the mule drawbar, and it rattled loose on this country road.
So we lost the trailer, we lost the ball and the nut. So somewhere in the weeds.
We got the trailer out of the ditch.
We found it.
It was the easiest to spot. And then we started hunting for the ball and the nut. Surprisingly, we found them.
We found all of it.
Fairly quickly.
And it wasn't too bad. We weren't really blocking traffic or anything. It wasn't too bad.
So hitched up the trailer and went back for the
next
load.
Off we go again.
We started taking apart the side panels. And these are a heavy gauge wire. And really heavy. These are heavy panels.
They're a lot heavier than what you would think.
Did I mention they're heavy?
Yeah, they're heavy. Because, you know, we feel like we're fairly strong because we do a lot of work around here. But, you know, we are in our 50s now. So, you know, we're not as strong as we used to be. And clearly we don't have much sense.
And Ted is very strong.
He's very strong. We couldn't have done it without him.
There's
no way.
No way.
He had the tools. He had the right tools for it. And he could strong arm a lot of the things that we couldn't break free.
So we took the bolts out of the sections and would do three or four sections in a move just so we didn't have to make too many trips and really keep as much of it together as possible. So once we had a section apart, we would lay it in a U shape across the back of the trailer, strap it on, and away we would go
again. Our little caravan.
On one of those trips,
Ted, it was the second trip.
I think it was.
The second panels.
Ted decided just to ride the mule with me. We could see behind us. There was no need to really have a trailing vehicle. It's a country road. People do.
And people were kind of avoiding us, I think.
Strange things in the country. Yeah, anybody with sense was avoiding us. So Ted and I are riding the mile, towing the trailer with a set of panels on the trailer, and the mule starts sputtering.
And I'm way ahead of him by now because, you know, I'm just tootling along, waving at the neighbors.
Yeah. So Donna was in the truck leading us with flashers, and the mule starts sputtering. And I just thought, oh no, this mule cannot give out. This is a workhorse. We'd been using the winch to move things around and tow things out
of
the way.
It did a lot of work.
We were using it to drag the trailer. It was one of the few pieces of machinery we could get across the ditch and the berm to get back to this corn crib. So Ted and I looked at each other and he said, I think we're running out of gas. I said, I hope that's what it is. It's surely. Surely it's just running out of gas. So we started kind of jumping up and down and trying to rock the mule so that any last drop of gas would feed in through the line. And I was waving at Donna in the truck ahead
of us. And I waved back.
She did.
I thought they were doing, I didn't know. I thought they were just having fun.
But you could see us jumping up and down.
Yeah, I could see them jumping up and down, and then, you know, pretty soon they would stop. It's like, okay.
Now, this started about a half mile before we got to our house. And we decided we would just keep going as far as we could go. And if we had to, we would pull over.
Surely you could get my attention.
And surely, if I stepped out of the mule and waved, Donna would turn around and get us.
I would have. Eventually.
Yes, I think you would come back and looking for us eventually. We rocked that thing and jumped and jostled and ran on fumes all the way home.
It made it.
It made it. That little Kawasaki mule, if you ever need a utility vehicle on your farm, get a Kawasaki
mule.
They
are a workhorse.
It is an absolute workhorse.
I don't know what we would do without it.
It is one of our best tools around the farm. It has pulled us out of things. It is just, like I said, a workhorse. We got the panel unloaded, gassed it up. Sure enough, that was all that was wrong with it.
And we had filled it with gas before we started. So we did at least do that. But it was doing a lot of work.
It was. It was up and down the road quite a while. It has a small gas tank. It's a small engine.
And we don't usually drive it that far at a time, just around the farm.
Right. And when we were going back, we were running at full throttle.
Yeah.
So all she needed was a little gas. Gassed it up, and we were good to go again. Back down the road for another panel. Eventually, we did get everything home.
Yeah, I think we worked on it about 13 hours.
In the heat.
Yeah, in the heat, just to get it to our house. In pieces.
So that was the end of the first work day. Basically, everything was moved from 1 mile south of the farm up to our farm. And Donna and I had expanded a deck previously, a couple of weeks beforehand. Mm-hmm. We had expanded a deck, so we had a place prepared and ready for it. So the corn crib, and the plan was to put these panels and the whole corn crib up on a deck. And that's what we started 2 days later.
Yeah, we took one day off. We took Sunday off.
We did. And Ted came back on Monday, Memorial Day, and we started to reassemble.
And it was still 100 degrees.
It was hotter.
I think it was hotter because we weren't in the shade. We were in full sun.
We were in absolute full sun. We took a lot of breaks. We drank a lot of water and Gatorade.
We did.
So we really were sort of smart about taking care of ourselves.
I think we were as smart as we could be.
And we started assembling the panels. It has a built-in doorway. So we started with that and then just worked our way around and started assembling all of those panels.
Making sure it's square and...
Which I...
Around.
All weekend, the whole time we've referenced this, I've been trying to figure out how do you describe squaring something that is actually round.
Yeah.
But if you understand what we mean, you really do have to have it back in the round.
Yeah, it has to be back in the shape that it started in to get the roof on it.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's not going to fit.
So after, I don't know, how many hours?
We worked on it that day, probably only 8 or 9 hours.
So after 8 or 9 hours, we had the round panels reassembled into a circular shape and up on the deck.
That was progress.
It was super progress.
And it felt pretty good.
It did. It felt like this could actually become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of points during the day on that Saturday I thought, I don't think this is going to work. We may have to abandon this plan. Yeah, we're going to have a big old deck sitting out there. But we may have to abandon the plan. But we went forward, and by the end of Memorial Day, the panels were up.
They were. So we have this roof, then, that's not on it. It's folded up in our yard like a taco.
Still laying out there.
Had no idea what we were going to do. And we did have a couple of very nice guys come over from Paris that were going to try to put that roof on for us. They weren't sure how to do it. They'd never done it, but they were willing to try it. And we appreciate, because if we wouldn't have had people for all of this, first to get it and then to get it to our house and then to raise it up, this would have never happened.
It would not have. And you know, those guys that were going to try to do that with a bucket truck and had such a generous offer to do that. We hadn't done any of this either.
No.
They hadn't done any,
nope.
But they were willing to give it a shot.
They were willing to try.
And so that was quite nice. But then, really the bonus for us was during the week, a neighbor of ours stopped by.
Yeah, I was, I'd come in for lunch. I'd been out working in the garden, and there was a little knock at the door. And this little guy was there, and he said, "My dad wants to talk to you." I said, "Am I in trouble?" And he said, "I don't know." It was so cute.
It was super cute.
So our neighbor was doing some ditch work, right? Not right across from the farm, not too far. And he had a Traco. He has a Traco.
A fabulous machine is a Traco.
And he said, "Would you like for me to put that roof on for you?" And I just about cried.
Absolutely.
And I said, "You know, I'm not going to, we don't ask people, we don't like to ask for help, but we clearly bit off way more than we could chew. We didn't know what we were going to do."
We had no idea. And the Schrader family came to our rescue.
Yes. Oh my, did they.
When we came home from the market on Saturday, right about noon.
Yeah.
They were here.
They had already started working.
They had...
The whole family.
Moved.
Minus one. The youngest son.
Yeah, the youngest son was away with a friend,
yeah.
I believe. But Jeff, Jill, Drew... And Nate, we're all here for a good 4.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
With the Traco, they ran back and forth and picked up equipment and tools. And by 4:30 on Saturday, they had the roof on.
And these guys just strong-armed stuff.
Oh,
I mean, they were
goodness.
Amazing.
They were
amazing.
Wonderful. If you ever have the good fortune to have neighbors like the Schraders, you hold on to them.
That's right. You take care of them.
Because they are incredible, incredible people.
Yeah, because we know that they had better things to do on a Saturday.
I mean, than seriously.
To be doing, hanging like monkeys from the corn crib. I mean, these guys were workers. And Jill.
Oh,
Jill was hauling ladders. And
Mom was
She was right in there doing everything too. And they are just the kindest. I mean, to take care of people like that, because we felt pretty dumb. I felt really dumb because I take responsibility for this. And I feel like I put a lot of people in a bad position.
We were in over our heads.
Yeah.
And several people came to our rescue. And there's no way to really express the depth of our appreciation for their effort, for their time, for their muscle and their equipment.
Yeah.
And that was just truly a blessing to us. And now we have a corn crib.
We do. And it's so exciting.
It is beautiful.
I'm so glad it's here.
Absolutely beautiful. And just the way that Jeff and his boys worked all around the edge. They got it locked down. I think that roof is tied on tighter than it was originally.
Oh, definitely.
It's on there.
It's on there good. But we're going to add a little more just in case.
We are. We're going to do some additional bracing on the bottom. And some earth anchors to tie it to the deck.
Because if that crazy thing blows away now, I'm not going to be very happy.
But... No kidding. Too many people have sacrificed
too many people. That's right. Their time and everything else.
So we are extremely appreciative to all of those folks who helped us get this dream together.
Uh-huh.
We have more work to do.
We do. Yeah, there's a lot of landscaping and stuff that needs to be done, but... We are really getting a vision for what it's going to be used for, and it's going to be exciting.
It is going to be very exciting. It's going to be a place of creativity,
mm-hmm.
a place of peace and rest and restoration. At some point, we will get everything together. It will be a destination.
Yeah. Put down the phones. Put down the other electronics. Talk to people. Meditate. Pray. Write a song. Sing a song. Write a book. Write poetry. Whatever.
Yes. And that is what we're trying to create with this property and with some of the features that we are adding here. So there'll be a lot more to come.
Yeah.
We will tell you more about the landscaping and the construction of the area around it and how it ties into everything and what we're using it for, what we're inviting others to be part of. And you will hear more about that as time goes on. So that's the story of our corn crib. I'm not sure we've done justice, even with all this, we have not done justice to all those who helped us.
No, but it's a beginning now.
It is. And it's here.
And it has a new life.
And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
That's the story of our corn crib.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.